This goes to Lori Brickner, B-R-I-C-K-N-E-R-P-A-C, fax 989-775-6472, regarding K. Wells, W-E-L-L-S, date of birth 11/24/1942. Dear Ms. Brickner, this is a consultation for Mrs. Wells, who's an 83-year-old female who was sent for evaluation of decreasing and fluctuating estimated GFR and recurrent elevated creatinine levels. She tends to fluctuate between 0.8 and up to 1.33 just before the referral was made, and that was 9/22/25. GFR at that time was 40. The labs were rechecked 11/17/25. Creatinine is 0.95, now 60. So back to a more normal level or more baseline for this patient. She does have a long history of hypertension for many years, and many blood pressure medicines that she has tried have caused very, very low blood pressure symptoms like dizziness, fatigue, and almost falling. So she had been on lisinopril 5 milligram daily for many years, but had never really taken that consistently on a daily basis. When she began to feel extremely tired and fatigued, she would hold the lisinopril and just sort of take it when she felt like she needed it. So she has not been very consistent with that. She has had rheumatoid arthritis for many years, but within the last 2 years, that has gotten progressively worse. And she reports that there's a lot of family stress recently, and she believes that's been causing blood pressure to be high. She has not been checking her blood pressure at home, though, and she's not sure if her monitor works well. She hasn't checked the batteries, though, either, to see if those could be replaced and made that machine to work better. Currently today, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does smoke cigarettes and has not been able to quit, about one pack per day for many, many years. She has known heart disease and had a very remote cardiac catheterization and stent placement, none recently. Her most recent illness was invasive ductal right breast carcinoma, which was treated with a lumpectomy successfully. She's got fluctuating blood sugars and has been diagnosed as pre-diabetic. She does have severe neuropathic pain in the lower extremities and her feet all the way to the knees, and severe low back pain and thoracic back pain. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities also. Currently, her urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She feels as if she empties her bladder well, and no unusual rashes or excessive bruising has been noted. Past medical history is significant for hyperlipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, right breast carcinoma, invasive ductal type, prediabetes, polyneuropathy of the lower extremities, chronic back pain, chronic edema of the lower extremities, and a history of temporal arteritis. Past surgical history, she had a right breast lumpectomy, a total abdominal hysterectomy. She had a lumbar spine laminectomy, and then required a thoracic spine tumor to be removed. She's had bilateral hip replacements, and greater than 20 years ago had a cardiac catheterization with stent placement. Social history, the patient smokes one pack of cigarettes per day for more than 50 years. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, cancer, and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. drug allergies, she's allergic to Duclox, Keflex, Macrodantin, Metoprolol, Bactrim, and Bactrim. Physical exam, height is 63 inches, weight 155 pounds, pulse 81, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and some end expiratory wheezes. No rails or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable masses. Extremities, she's got 1 to 2 plus edema, feet, ankles, about halfway up to the knees bilaterally. Capillary refill, 2 to 3 seconds. Decreased sensation from feet to knees bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/17/25. Creatinine is 0.95. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 9.7. Sodium, 138. Potassium was 5.2. Carbon dioxide, 26. Albumin, 4. Phosphorus, 3.9. White count is 11.5. Hemoglobin, 13.9. Normal white count. 9/22/25, her hemoglobin was 6, or hemoglobin A1C is 6.1, and that was when the creatinine was 1.33 with the estimated GFR of 40. At that time, a referral was made for nephrology. Her last urinalysis was done 9/25/23, occult blood negative, protein negative, no bacteria, and the specific gravity was 1.009. Urine was clear and yellow. We have a kidney ultrasound done 10/27/23, small kidneys bilaterally with a right kidney measuring 8.7 centimeters, no hydronephrosis, no lesions, no calculi or cysts. Left kidney is 8.6 centimeters, no hydronephrosis, no lesions, no cysts. Bladder was decompressed but appeared normal. A CT urogram was then scheduled because she's had a history of microscopic hematuria in the past. So that was done 2/21/24. That was with and without IV contrast. Right kidney had normal size and normal cortical thickness, no calculi, no solid enhancing masses, and contrast excreted quickly and normally. Left kidney had normal cortical thickness and non-obstructing 1 to 2 millimeter calculi in the lower pole. The contrast excreted normally and quickly. No hydronephrosis either kidney. Assessment and plan, fluctuating creatinine levels in the range 3A to 2, chronic kidney disease, and bilaterally small kidneys, as well as uncontrolled hypertension. We want to repeat our labs now with an updated urinalysis and an intact parathyroid hormone, and we'll follow those labs every 3 months thereafter. We have scheduled her for a 24-hour blood pressure monitor since she's been off lisinopril now completely for more than a week. We want her to stay off lisinopril as well as Lasix to see how the blood pressure reacts over 24 hours to determine what might be the best antihypertensive to use if they are needed. She also will be checking blood pressure at home after the 24-hour blood pressure monitor has been completed. And we are going to have follow-up visits with her within 3 months also. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.